Welcome to the Joshua Morales Podcast.
What is going on, podcast world? So I've struggled with what our next guest is going to talk about a number of times, and I hate to admit it, but I really hate doing cold calling. It might be the fear of rejection or just being able to not get that business owner on the line, but I know cold calling works, and it has made a lot of people a ton of money. So before I get into the episode, I like to give out a tip to business owners and marketers to up their social media game today. Now, I know this may be a no-brainer, but YouTube has been one of the greatest assets I have ever used to help me build up my skill sets. The more I interact with people who are in the digital space, the more I hear about how YouTube has really helped them learn and grow their business. If you have the self-discipline and can learn and apply the techniques you learn off of YouTube, you can gain a competitive edge on all of your competition. The fact is, tons of people don't have the attention span or discipline it takes to sit, learn, and apply. I created an infographic the other day about some of the most lucrative social media platforms in the world, and YouTube was number one. Someone with 1 to 3 million subscribers averages $125,000 per sponsored post, and an Instagrammer with 100,000 followers can command up to $5,000 per sponsored post. That's big. These are real numbers. YouTube has already paid out more than $2 billion to unique creators. All right, let's jump to our guest. Now, our guest, Richard Gomez. He is an avid book reader, and he's been in the digital marketing game for more than 3 years, and he's been building up some steam lately. He has worked from everything from e-commerce, SEO, Forex, social media marketing, Facebook ads, affiliate marketing, and email marketing, and he's using all of his acquired skills for lead generation and digital marketing across the board for businesses nationwide. After a year of trial and error, he has finally been able to crack the code to get past the gatekeepers, and even has them thanking him for calling even if they're not interested. He currently has a cold calling course where he teaches his students the art of the cold call. He continues to keep his circle with some of the best mentors in the game who are constantly improving themselves and pushing him to do the same. All right, without further ado, here is Richard Gomez.
Richard.
Yes, sir.
What is going on, bro? How's your day been, man?
It's been going great. I can't believe it's already 2 o'clock, actually.
And it's Thursday, dude, and the month is almost gone already,
man. No kidding, man. Like, being an entrepreneur, I like, yesterday I thought it was Friday.
It's insane, man. So I want to jump right in because I'm super interested in your answers. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Awesome. So what is your background and how did you start doing what you're doing now?
Well, it all started, believe it or not, with Ty Lopez. I know he probably has... He has a lot of love and he has a lot of hate. I have nothing but love for the guy, even if he is, you know, a scam artist like people say or whatever. The sole fact that he gets people to read is, I mean, I think that's enough to, you know, make him a legit person.
Yeah.
So I've always loved learning, and I ran into Ty Lopez just like everybody else did on YouTube. And I just started reading, and The Millionaire Fast Lane by DeMarcus and The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. Mm-hmm. I think both of those started me on the online marketing and online pursuit.
Awesome, man. So the art of cold calling, you have a very specialized skill that not a lot of people can do, and probably 99% of the population is horrible at. Can you explain what it is and who it's ideal for?
It's actually ideal for a lot of people. I know that there's even big companies that still cold call. It actually came about pretty much on a fluke, really. I've done cold emailing. I've done Facebook ads and SEO and you name it. I've tried it. I wanted to just be in control. And then I kept thinking, like, man, should I cold call? Should I go? So it was like in the back of my mind, but as everybody probably has that fear, like, oh man, like calling someone and trying to sell them something. And, you know, it's this scary thing that you have to go through. But I just started to cold call. And of course the first was absolutely horrible, but then I realized one thing, and I think it gets to the point to where I'm calling businesses, and businesses will always answer, and they're always going to be answering questions. So the more I did it, the more comfortable I felt. And then I started, you know, learning little tips and tricks that were actually getting me past the gatekeepers and, you know, getting me a response and getting me appointments. So it was just that type of thing to where I just wanted to be in control. So I'm like, cold calling is it. So I don't email and wait for a response.
Exactly. I completely agree, man. That's been one of the hardest things for me to do is cold calling. So as every entrepreneur knows, the entrepreneurial journey wouldn't be complete without failures along the way. What are some of your most memorable failures and some of your best wins? So, oh, it's funny, man, let me stop you there, man, because everybody laughs every time I ask this question.
Yeah, it's because the failures are so awesome. I mean, you've heard it all. But I think the biggest failures is in the beginning, absolutely, because you're a newbie. You're a newbie at talking to people. That you can be well-versed in, you know, SEO, Facebook ads, digital marketing, you know, Facebook pixels and all this Google AdWords. But getting someone else to be on board with you and have them want to pay you for your service, it gets a little scary. And that's not what you're well versed in. And that's why I think sales should actually be primarily before, you know, all the other stuff. Yeah. You need to concentrate on that. So most of it, it was a lot of go scam somebody else.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, like, no thanks, your delivery is horrible. Like, I had literally people telling me, like, wow, that's how you're going to approach me and hang up on me.
Wow.
The best is that your prices are ridiculous and they hang up on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what about some of your best wins?
The best wins is when a couple of them, actually my best wins have been on like my courses and getting people to trust you right off the bat to where they're like, you know what? I love the way you're talking to me. I love the way you did this. And yeah, let's get the ball rolling. Like, they're so easy of a sell because you go in with the confidence and it gets to that point to where they're like, dude, that's it. Like you said some magic word that they just hooked on and they're like, let's go.
Let me ask you this. Did you warm up these people before you actually made the sale? Like, was the journey like 2-3 months before, 2 weeks before, or how did you warm up that audience so they pulled the trigger and actually bought?
Well, see, that's the thing. This is all cold. Like, you know, your mom forgot the turkey in the fridge, in the freezer early that morning, and it's still ice cold, and you can't, you know, throw it in for Thanksgiving kind of cold. Like, right. Dead.
Wow. That is insane, man. So, obviously, I'm a digital marketer, and I often get criticized a lot for giving out my free advice. So I share a lot of my techniques that a lot of people would pay for. Would you be willing to share a golden nugget with us? And if so, I want to hear details.
Of course you do. Who wouldn't, right? you know what? You know, man, this is actually going to be one of my best gold nuggets. So I hope this helps everybody. But when it comes to cold calling, the secret is really, really, really simple. Now, of course, it's going to tie into, you know, everything else. But if you really want to get over the anxiety, start calling people. The thing is that, and hear me out before everybody starts rolling their eyes. If you realize that you call cold call all the time, like, let me just ask you, Joshua, when's the last time you cold called?
Probably last month, maybe.
Okay. When's the last time you ordered a pizza, called the business to, you know, check out their hours, see if they're closing, or called for a special?
Yesterday.
That's a cold call. They don't know you. You don't know them.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely right.
Yeah. So the best way to actually get over it, over the fear, is right before you start cold calling businesses to sell them on something, which that's another point of view that you need to start looking at. You're not selling them on anything. You're giving them something that they need. And if you realize how they need it and figure out how to make them want it, it's an easy sell. So what I tell my students in my course is get on the phone right before and just call businesses, any business, random, and just ask for the time that they're open. When do you open? And right after they answer that, ask them an off-the-wall question. As in, what do you think of the Infinity War movie?
Gotcha.
When is your birthday? Anything. And I bet you, you'll get a hesitation at first, but it'll be like, oh, I was just wondering. They'll answer. Even if you ask somebody their birthday, and they're like, okay, ooh, this guy's calling me and wants to know my birthday. Just be like, oh, I just, you know, I get on the phone and I have a habit of asking someone's birthday. When's your birthday? I just want to know. Day, month. They'll be like, oh, okay, July 25th. Dude, once you realize that people will answer almost any question that you ask, those are small commitments. And the way it works, and you probably know this, Joshua, is that if you start with small commitments, even if it's like, oh, what did you have earlier today for breakfast? You literally can work yourself up to more personal questions because the commitment's already there. And us as humans are programmed to answer questions. And we're programmed to finish things off. So if you're like, okay, just a couple of more questions. Like, you seriously can get over the fear right off the bat just by calling different businesses, asking crazy-ass questions.
Nice. That's a really good tip. So we're coming.
That is my best tip, dude. Like, seriously, you can literally like get over your fear quick like that.
That's. I hope some people get some value out of this because that is a golden nugget right there. And if nobody's doing it, well, they're never gonna get over that fear of cold calling.
And I mean, you have nothing to lose. You're just asking the time.
Exactly.
That they open. Like, it's as easy as that.
So we're coming close to the end of the podcast here, but I want to make sure everybody can find you and where to find all your products, your services. So where can everybody find you?
Best way is Facebook. You can always just reach me off at Facebook. I'm Richard Gomez. I don't have a site yet up for my courses simply because I do one-on-one training because it's so much easier. When it comes to cold calling, it's all about tonality and delivery. It's really hard to teach that in a course through PowerPoint. So my one-on-one training is a little more personal and I can like literally like, okay, like hear you out and be like, okay, change this or change that.
Okay.
So it's more of one-on-one. So you can reach out to me like literally like on Facebook Messenger, probably be the best way.
Perfect. Okay. What about an email?
Oh yeah. My email is Richard, super easy. Richard, GMZ, Gomez without vowels, GolfMaryZebra.com.
Perfect, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, and I know somebody's going to scoop up this golden nugget, and it's going to help them 100% with their marketing.
Dude, I hope so. That's a good one.
Awesome, bro. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I will talk to you soon.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Joshua Morales Podcast.